Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Dr. Nikki, professional as always, sipping champagne in one hand, giving off sex advice with the other. That sounds weird. She definitely didn't use her hands, apart from maybe emulating points while she was on the phone at her party. Her knowledge was still just as wise regarding topics that dabble in sexualness and psychology, because she's a sexologist. Also, have you ever Googled yourself? Self-centered. Curiosity often kills the cat. Now, sometimes you want to see what's going on. Sometimes you want to see if there's any stuff you don't know about yourself that maybe on the internet. Maybe that old internet knows something about you that you don't. We chatted about that. Also, the world's hardest bee quiz. Oh, yeah, make a beeline for that one. Yeah, that's at the end of the podcast. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Oh, my God. What's tan, soft, amazing in the bedroom? Egyptian cotton. Well, no, yes, that too. But also porn star Jenna Hay. She's in the building. Get around her. This is huge for the show. Absolutely huge. Hello, Jenna Hayes.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, there's that porn star voice we all know and love. You've been out of the industry for a while, but your legend and videos live on.
It's true. Some people don't even know I'm retired. They still think I'm performing because I guess my scenes are timeless, I keep being told.
So true. The way you've conducted yourself over the years, that's the thing. Couldn't believe you've been out of the business, what, 7 years now?
7 years. Jesus. Crazy. Far, I know.
You ever think of just coming back around for this 1080p stuff or that 2040 gear?
No.
Oh, come on! Jenna, please!
No, no. when I say I'm done with something, I'm done with something, you know.
Okay. Well, you're the perfect porn star. You are the perfect porn star. The porn star's porn star. Oh, I say. Every now and then. Those perky breasts, the vaginal symmetry, smooth elbow skin. It's the whole package.
I didn't know my elbows were under.
Yeah, you should.
Under scrutiny.
Oh, us porn watchers, we're a freaky bunch. Sometimes we'll focus outside the main erogenous zones.
Are you into like the armpit fetish?
I'm not into the armpit fetish. Old producer Felix, he's been known to sniff a couple in his time. But me, I'm more concentrated on the elbow skin, the feet, the kneecaps, those kind of things.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm more mainstream like that.
I'm totally analyzing you right now.
Because you do psychology, right?
I do.
These days. You've already said you got your psychology degree.
I have one of my degrees. I have my AA degree.
All right.
But I'm going for my BA in the fall, and then I'll be going 2 years later, I'll be going to grad school and doing my master's and my doctorate.
Yeah, well, the subtle nuances that I portray in my mental state and my body language would suggest that I'm a Libra with a warm soul, kind heart, and wear my heart on my sleeve.
If you're a Libra, you are so indecisive.
Yeah, always can't make up our mind whether we want to watch some softcore breast play or some hardcore cheerleading anal action. I'm just always halfway in limbo.
Well, variety is great.
Sometimes I get down one of those porn holes. You'll open like 12 different videos and like 12 different tabs, and then
really?
Your computer crashes, and then you don't even get any of them. You got to restart.
I haven't watched porn in so long.
I was going to ask. You don't watch it?
I haven't watched it since like I'd been in the business for a couple years, actually. So a long, long time ago, I stopped watching it. And then when I had my company, of course, I had to go over the editing and everything for the movies that I was producing. And that was like the last thing that I've ever watched. But that's different because you're going over the editing, you're thinking, you're chopping it up in your head, and you're thinking what's going to work and what's not going to work and what they have to change. You're making notes. So it's not really like actually getting into porn and watching it. But I haven't watched it for enjoyment since I got into the business, really, because you can't. Like, I can't anyways, because it's like I'm always like, I know that couch. I know that girl. I had sex on that couch like 10 times. Then I start taking it apart as a director, and I'm like, why did they do that? Why do they do that angle? Yeah. That angle sucks. I see the boom. I heard that. Look at that lube bottle in the background. That looks tacky. Like, I start doing those kinds of things, so I can't let go and enjoy it. I love mainstream sex scenes.
You must have a one up on your competition for those blokes that are sort of just behind the camera directing, like, yeah, now do this. Now tie your hair back. And they've never like really been in a porno before, whereas you've been on both sides of the lens now. You must have such an advantage. And you know how to get the best down of people, huh?
Yeah, I had a really great time directing. And if it wasn't for piracy, I would still be directing and producing. But yeah, it's different when you have somebody who's actually a performer as well. And I think a lot of the girls that I hired for my company really liked to work for me because I understood, you know? I understand what it's like. And it's I think it's always funner to work for a woman director, too. So.
I bet it would be. When, like, you say the piracy thing before,
yes.
do you hate me because I watch things on porn?
I don't hate you. I don't hate you, but I do want you to know that the more that you support things like that, the more you're going to lose top performers, the more you're going to lose top companies, the more the quality is going to go down, everything. So it's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
Yeah, you're contributing to the decline of my industry.
You are the problem. Every time you stream a porn movie, one cameraman dies. Blood's on your hands!
I mean, the thing is it also devalues the product, you know, and it's just not right. It's just not ethically right to me to do that. I pay for everything. I never illegally download music. I never illegally download movies, anything like that. It's really important to me to pay for everything. Yeah, I have friends who make clothing and jewelry and stuff, and I refuse to take free stuff for them.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
You know?
Yeah. What do you like in the bedroom in like your personal life as opposed to what you liked on set? Is it the same thing or it's just completely different worlds?
I mean, I have to say that I think that being in the adult industry has made my personal sex life that much better.
I bet it would.
Because it's private and it's intimate and it's emotional, and you're not like thinking about where the camera is and all this stuff, you know? You can really like let go and not worry about anything.
Okay.
So.
And as far as like the porn that you would enjoy watching as compared to doing,
yes.
Is that similar sort of things or different again?
What do you mean?
Like back in the day, if you were to view some porn,
yes.
The genres that you search, would they be your favorite genres to also perform on the camera when you...
When I was watching adult movies for fun, there weren't as many like genres. It wasn't as like divided and everything. There was just like... these big companies like Vivid and Wicked and all this stuff that just made beautiful stuff. You know, it wasn't as search heavy. You know what I mean? It wasn't as specific. Like now the movies are so crazily specific that it's actually, I don't like it. I just want to see like hot, beautiful, healthy sex. Mm. You know, where the people are enjoying themselves and it's obvious that the people are enjoying themselves.
Okay.
Because some of the stuff that's coming out nowadays scares me.
Yeah, it scares me as well. Kind of excites me though at the same time.
Well, I just wonder the effect that it's going to have on the psyche of society.
That's a good point. It's a good point. And I guess we won't know for another couple of years.
No, we're not going to know.
Well, I'm the first generation.
But I
was raised on the porn. I'm the first people coming through. And let me tell you, it's not pretty. It's not pretty back in the bedroom.
I would love to do some kind of study on that.
Yeah.
Some psychological study on that.
Sure.
That would be fascinating.
Yeah, some sort of porn psychology podcast.
Yeah.
Would be fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. I should do this.
Yeah, I reckon. Here's a sound effect. That would suggest I'm about to ask you a dramatic question. Lift the lid, Hayes. Spill the beans. What is it about the having sex with a fan videos? Are they real things or are they like just porn stars who never made it that just pretend that they've emailed through and won a competition of some sort?
I have no idea.
This sounds like a conspiracy.
I have no idea. I do know that girls are doing those kinds of things, yeah. But I don't know.
All these competitions, like have sex with a fan, and I'm
really?
Like, are they really one
I
of those
I think that
fans?
That takes away from the star quality of a girl, and I think that that's one of the reasons why the industry is not doing as well as it is to begin with, is because a lot of these girls are doing things like privates and you know, and just doing these like crazy things like that for attention, and I think that it changed the industry once these girls became fully attainable to their fans. You know, it detracts from the star quality and the oh my God, I lust after this woman forever, if you can just go buy her for a couple $1,000 and have her come over. I'm sorry, I'm being a little harsh.
No,
I'm saying it like it is.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we want. We want you to stick around as well. I'm all with Jenna Hayes, who's in the country, one of the legends of the porn industry. More chat next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country. Jenna Hayes is in the country at the moment as well. If you think, God, where do I know that name from? Oh yeah, think at Pornhub.com and various other sites. She's a legend of the porn industry. We've been chatting with her. She's saying it like it is. Speaking of saying it like it is, Ron Jeremy, you ever worked with him? I mean, I feel he's either
definitely
like the nice...
not.
No. I was going to say...
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, I was going to ask, is he the nicest man alive or the creepiest dude alive? Because I feel there's no in-between with that guy.
The latter.
Really? Is he a creepy man?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know the guy.
I mean, let's just say he has been kicked out and banned from the United States Expo, which is Exotica.
Oh.
Banned. Can't go there anymore.
Dirty Ron.
Yeah, you know, he's a legend, but...
But he's an absolute trollop in real life. Fair enough. Can we do this? Can we do it? Like, I assume... that every now and then someone sends you a dick pic. They slide into your DMs.
They do, and you know what I do?
What?
I report them. I report them and I decline them.
Yeah, me too. I hate them. I do, actually. I've only ever sent one dick pic in my life, right? And that's... No, it's...
Yours?
Yeah. My dick. To a main squeeze, right? Like to, you know, to spice up things. It's not like hitting up random chicks. Dick bomb. Like, you know.
Well, that's the thing is you're assaulting my eyes. Like, I didn't ask for that. Why are you doing it? It's like a visual sexual assault. Like, 100%. I didn't agree to this.
Yeah.
I did not give consent. What are you doing?
I'm anti-dick pic as well. I'm very anti-dick pic. Trust me. I'm talking about the dick pics like if I was in a relationship and you're sort of like texting naughty pictures of each other back and forth.
Yeah, that's hot. That can be hot.
Yeah.
But I'm not really into to like the penis pics. Like, yeah. I would rather see other stuff. I think that being in porn has made it, I don't know, has made it to where I like things that are a little bit more of a tease and stuff now. And a little bit more personal and intimate.
Jeez, it's a really awkward position that you've put me in, because I have got 3 dick pics on my phone and I wanted you to judge the best penis picture, one of them being mine. I was going to put my penis on the line versus two other ones. Are you happy to scroll through?
I'll let you visually assault my eyes.
No, it must be consensual showing. Do you give consent for me to
I give consent to see these specific pics.
All right, I'll turn the brightness down a little.
This does not mean, this does not give anyone free reign to
hell no.
direct message me any of these now, okay?
Okay. These are 3 dick pics, guys. So if you scroll along, so each...
Okay, you have to hand this because I don't have my glasses
on.
Hang on a second. And he's not telling me which one's his.
No, I'm not. So
so which way am I scrolling?
You're going
to the left.
The left to right. So start on the far one.
Okay, I got you. Start on the last one.
The one that I just showed you.
That one.
Yep, exactly. So that's penis number one. Now, the listener... Just before you start critiquing, I'll tell the listeners right now which one my penis is. So take your headphones off for just half a second. Penis picture number 3. Okay, put your headphones back on. So they now know which penis is mine. And my penis is on the line here. One of them's mine.
I already know which one I like the best.
Oh, okay. Well, can we just talk through it?
Do we really have to dissect this?
Yeah, because because there's 3 different
going
on.
I know, but penises of all shapes and sizes are beautiful.
Okay,
once in a while there's one that you're like, no, not touching that.
Jesus Christ, what is that? A right angle I see there?
But most of the time, you know, I appreciate variety, you know. Okay.
Well, look, we've got dick pic number 1, dick pic number 2, dick pic number 3. You don't have to go through.
Okay, can you
rate them in an order?
Okay, the first one is way too like blown out, like it's too bright. Like they used a flash or something and it just doesn't look right. But it's an okay shape. The guy's not cut, I don't think. Maybe he is. I don't know.
It's an abstract cut, isn't it? It's really not a here nor there.
The excess flash is not very great because it's like reflecting off of it.
Poor photography. Yeah. If you've got a glossy penis, make sure that you turn the flash off.
And okay, so the second one, you can tell that he is having erection problems, I think, because he's squeezing very hard to get the shot that he wants to get.
Yeah, he's really like trying to like a toothpaste tube almost, trying to get the stuff at the bottom up to the top. Yeah. This big bulbous head and not much base supporting it.
And I feel like he could have picked a better background. And the third one isn't centered. So I would tell the person to work on their framing. This person also obviously likes to trim down there, but not their hands and arms, which is an interesting thing.
Interesting.
And he's also got a freckle. Can I tell you which one I like the best?
Yeah.
I like the third one the best.
Okay. I'm proud to announce that mine's the third one! Get him in! And the award for best penis goes to Danny Lakey for his third one. Trimmed at the base, but not on his hands and arms. And that's not a freckle. That was just an ingrown hair. Oh, dearie me. Yeah. Hey, Jenna Hayes, thank you so much for writing the penis pictures. Remember, get your consent before you send any penis pictures through. Jenna Hayes is in Australia at the moment for Sexpo. It's happening all weekend in Sydney. If you are in the area, make sure you get down there and you can say hi to Jenna Hayes. When are you taking photos and saying hi to fans?
I have my hours posted on my Instagram story and one of my little highlights, so you can go and check out my full schedule. I'll be signing autographs and I'm also going to be selling my award-winning Fleshlight company.
Wow.
Like, I have my own Fleshlights.
Great.
Fleshlight is like the best-selling men's sex toy of all time.
Our listeners know all about Fleshlight.
And I will be having, I have my custom signature ones, Lust and Obsession, and they will be available to purchase, and I can sign it for you too right there.
Oh!
So be sure to come down, and if you can't make it, which is a real big disappointment, you can always follow me 24 hours a day on Instagram. I'm at Jenna Hayes. On Twitter, I'm at Jenna Hayes. My websites are jennahayes.com, genxstudios.com, and shopjennahayes.com.
Oh, you've said that a couple of times before. Get around her. Thank you so much, Jenna Hayes.
Thank you.
Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey right around the country, 13, 10, 60. Well, she's done it all in porn, hasn't she? Won every award, been in every position, had it in every orifice. Oh yeah, my second favourite porn star of all time. Please, get her under.
Who was your first?
Oh, Domay. I mean, it's... I like my mature porn stars. It goes Domay, Lisa Ann, Nina Hartley, Diamond Jackson,
and you Sally go D'Angelo. Way back.
Yeah.
And you're super young to go so way back. You know your porn history, young man.
I like to run the rack. Yes.
Super proud of you.
Sometimes I dabble in the up-and-comers. Other times it's good to honor the legends. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. We got more practice than the up-and-comers.
Exactly.
We've been working on our trade.
And the experience is much to being mired.
Yeah.
That's a fluctuating top five, by the way. I mean, last week, you know, depending on what sort of videos Domay releases on her live stream, depends
so let me
on where
ask
she
you.
Is in the top five.
Forget about names. What's your top three searches when you're trying to find something to appeal to you? Use terms that you're allowed to say on the air, because the words that I might want to use might not be.
Oh, I think we could say most words, but the top three, busty mature, oiled feet.
Oh, whoa. Let's stop there for a moment. Just the feet, not the rest of the body. Not a drop of oil on a thigh, a calf, an arm, a nipple.
Can I say that word? Yeah.
Foot.
Yeah.
Oily feet.
Yeah, don't mind that.
So, you know, sidebar, I record all of my podcast interviews barefoot.
Oh, house bells!
Only to cater to my foot fetish dudes and people, because I look at it like this. Maybe they don't like what I'm saying, so if I just sit here barefoot, they'll at least like what they're seeing.
Oh, yeah. I've said it on record a couple of times. I just love it. One time I watched some VR porn, and I wasn't staring at the asshole or the boobs. I was just looking at cocked at a right angle, looking at her left foot. It was insane.
So what's your third choice?
High heels and latex combined.
Oh, wow. You have a very nice range.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm a varieties man. I'm a textures man and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Textures.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Move it together, big dog.
I think he's blushing.
Look, just like totally random off the bat. When I'm watching you doing porn on my laptop.
Yes.
You can't see me back through the laptop and what I was doing, can you?
You know, sometimes what I do is I lay in my bed at night and I feel many people using my fleshlight. You know, I'm kind of wiggling around in the bed. That means they're really getting at it. Mm. And then I close my eyes and I visualize myself as like a superhero that can just come through the screens and windows of people who are at that current time enjoying some footage of mine.
Interesting. And what if you were to come through on the 23rd of April 2016 and saw a hairy, tall kind of guy rubbing hash brown oil on his nipples and sucking on a wet swimming cap?
Why that specific date in 2016?
No reason.
Is there
just
a reason?
Just a random situation. Definitely not what I did.
Yeah, that would be... Yeah, I'd see that and think this is intriguing. I should go into this house and I should get to know him more.
Yeah, you should. All right, serious stuff. Ever been down under before? No jokes. Geographically, seriously.
Yes, many times.
Yeah,
I've
really?
Been to Brisbane a couple times, Gold Coast, Melbourne,
I mean,
Perth.
That's how you tell Americans in the building. Melbourne. Oh, yeah, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Serena Williams makes the same mistake every year at the Aussie
Open. She makes no mistakes. What are you talking about? She's perfect.
During her victory speeches every bloody year. Thank you, Melbourne. I can't believe no one's told her. Melbourne.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault at all.
It's simple pronunciation errors. I mean, it can easily be fixed. Her forehand, I mean, you can't dispute that.
True.
But thank you, Melbourne. 8 times now. I mean, come on, Grand Slam winner.
Okay.
That's all.
She does come here and clean up, though.
She does. She's great. I say like Australia. It's obviously you're from the States.
I love the people here.
We're real friendly, huh?
Very friendly. It's clean. No one litters. Everybody's super chill. Mm. The shows are always really fun. Yeah, it's good stuff.
What's your role at Sexpo this year?
My role is to do the same thing. It's just to stand and look sexy at Sexpo, take photos and engage and meet my fans, listen to a lot of very interesting, curious conversation about either requests of things that I should do that I haven't done yet, discussions of ways that I've worn my hair, specific outfits, things that people recall that maybe I don't remember in such detail as they do, but yet I want to engage. So, yeah, that's kind of what I do.
Yeah, right. Does it ever, like, I mean, full disclosure, does it get like a little weird at times? Are there any fans that are like, oh yeah, just a selfie? And the wife's taking a selfie. He's like, well, you rub some butterscotch on me later. How much?
You know, they're pretty good.
Just a 15-minute butterscotch session.
Nah, I don't. They're pretty good in person. The one thing that is strange is when guys get really nervous, their hands get super sweaty. And so, like, they'll put their hand on your back for the photo, and all of a sudden your dress is like wet. Oh, no. And you're like, wow, that's a real sweaty hand. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just balmy.
Yeah.
It's like sweaty.
Oh, wow.
Like, he wouldn't even need lube or any kind of anything to just get it done at that moment.
That's the thing. Up in Darwin and Townsville and stuff, they don't sell lubricant.
Yeah.
They just use their own sweat.
Yeah, they definitely could.
Have things changed over the years? Because you're a legend of the industry, and I guess you wouldn't have started out in the MILF sort of scene, would you? Because you would have been quite young.
I started out in the early 90s, before the MILF generation, before DVD. We were shooting on film. It was a totally different world back then, and I've been involved ever since. The MILF phenomenon happened, I would say, around 2005, 2006.
Yep.
Because when the internet popped, it really needed that criteria, that niche. So there were so many things that happened that used to be just like in a movie before. It was like big boobs, big this, but it was very basic.
Well,
now it's like, you know, so detailed. You could put in like 10 words and just narrow down the 10,000 things that are going to pop up.
Yes. And then you filter through length, standard definition,
cuckold,
high definition, cuck. Oh, what the cucks with that? We've done that a couple of times on the show.
It's very popular.
Yeah, it is. Cuckold fails. That's fantastic.
Yes,
to Google in
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
Just an old man all sad in the background. Cuckold betrayal.
So,
when the woman gets too into it.
And I have
goes,
to tell,
no, stop now.
I have
I'm
to
the
tell
cuck.
You.
Out.
When you're shooting that stuff and you're looking out of the corner of your eye, and usually they hire a mope, right? Some guy that you would never have sex with plays your husband, right? And the mopes get paid like $100. You know what I mean? This is a guy that like you're looking at like, oh, he's going to sit here and watch me have sex. Like he's going to be breathing so heavy. And it's like so traumatizing. But at the same time, you look over at this poor, pathetic schmuck. And you're having the greatest time during this scene. And meanwhile, you and your co-star, you're just whispering back and forth like, I bet you this dude does this in his real life. Like, look at him right now. Like, it's great.
Yeah, cool. Plenty more questions on my notepad and in my six-sorted mind that I'm thinking of. It's all coming to the forefront now. More with Lisa Ann next on Wakey Wakey. It's Danny Lakey. With one of the biggest porn stars of all time, Lisa Ann. My God, I can't believe I'm breathing your oxygen. Bang bus alert! Bang bus alert! Lift the lid on the bang bus, man. Like, what's going on in the bang bus? Is that all real?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
No, come on!
No, I don't.
Come on.
I mean, listen, I still want to believe the taxi cab confessions are real. I get into taxis and still to this day say, please tell me that we're on taxi cab confessions. They're like, you know, that's not real. You have to sign a release beforehand. So I don't want to ruin the bang bus thing for you. But I will tell you this. I love doing the reverse bang bus, which was a girl that got to pick up guys. And like, so we'd have all the guys with us, and we'd go to somewhere in Miami, and then we'd drop a bunch of them off, and then we'd just drive around for a little while. We'd pick some up for like a minute. We'd pick one up and fool around with them for a minute, be like, you know what, get out of here. It was so fun kicking them out of the van on like the side of the road and knowing that they had to stay there for hours until we finished the scene. And then we'd pick everybody back up at the end to drive back to the offices. So it's like knowing that some guy is outside in Miami, knowing that not only did he fail in the bang bus, but he has to sit on some corner until we're done having the scene, and then we pick him back up. God, it's almost as good as a cuckold.
Oh, God. Do you get self-conscious? Like when you're watching back your own things, you know, like you look so bad, like, why'd they have to cut it like that? My butt looked so wide in that angle or something.
I only care about the product that I produce myself. Mm. So my new movies I produce and I own all my own content, so no one sees anything but me.
Yeah.
So that's when I have control over it. But when I work for other people, honestly, I didn't give two F's about it at all because it's their product. They're paying me to come in as a blank canvas and do what they want me to do. So when I would see horrible photos, I would just be like, man, that guy is a horrible photographer and a really horrible makeup artist, but it was my day's work, so I didn't really get involved. I tried not to micromanage their stuff. But what was great about it was I would meet people in person and they'd say, oh, you're so much prettier in person. And really, I just wanted to tell them, like, no, it's just that photographers are horrible and makeup artists are even worse. So.
Oh, wow. Time for Danny Lakey's Fast 3. I'm a textures man. Are you a textures woman?
I am a textures woman.
Good. Correct answer. When I watch your pornographic material, the first thing I notice is your stunning facial symmetry. What do you think your perfect pretty feature is?
I would have to say my feet. Once I learned about the foot fetish life, I started to really inspect girls' feet. There's nothing better than walking into bathrooms and just looking at all the feet at the stalls, right? And in the summertime, like in California, everybody's got on flip-flops, and I understood it. I understood what guys did and didn't like just by scoping out other people's feet.
Am I able to just examine one foot? Can I come around there and just check it out? Because, I mean,
I have nice feet.
Oh, that's great.
Because the toes are and it's the arch as well.
What the hell's
going
on that bit, though?
That's just the way the shoe rubbed it today, because it was the convention.
That's a
fresh
one.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, stunning. Fantastic. What are they? Size 6?
Size 6. You know it.
Thought so.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes the strappy shoes will leave a temporary mark on your feet. You take your shoes off, you're like, oh, those shoes still look like they're on my feet.
Yeah, wow. The final question in Danny Lakey's Fast 3. What niche porn star do you think would be most marketable? The porn star with no breasts, the porn star with no vagina, or the porn star with no asshole?
People are into some really weird stuff. I don't say no vagina.
Right.
Because you could just still titty, right? You could still, I don't want to swear.
Do the titty sex stuff.
Yeah, you can still do that. Then you got a butt. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a brand new space there.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Just, and then just this bare blank canvas. What could possibly, it's missing something. Yeah. I can't quite put my finger
it's
missing
something. It just
sealed
shut.
Yeah.
It just sealed shut. It's like, bonded back together.
Like a new house gets a new owner and then they have to like sort of like put a piece of wood over the cat flap. They're like, we don't have a cat. So, you know, that's just a burglary risk now.
Smart. Got it.
Oh, God. We could change the world, Lisa Ann. Thank you so much for your time.
Let me ask you a question before I let you go. Yeah. If you were to write your perfect porno scene, what would it entail?
Me, two women, one black, one white, in a blow-up sort of kids' inflatable pool.
Ooh.
Filled with
baby oil.
Yeah, baby oil, raspberries, and honey. So it was sort of sweet. We'd be wearing one Oxballs Textures glove each. Have you seen those things with the five different thumbs?
Yeah.
I'd have one on my hand. She'd have one on her hand. And then the other chick would have the Oxballs new foot custom range that I'd make. So the gloves for the feet. We'd roll around for a while. We'd feed each other raspberries.
How would the honey
crackers.
And the oil? It wouldn't merge together.
No.
It would stay separate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. It wouldn't coagulate.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be like oil and water in a bottle. It would, it would rise to the top.
Interesting. The honey and the raspberries. You have me thinking.
Yeah.
I'll try to produce this type of a scene for you, but the reality is you'd like to be in it.
I would like to be in it
Do you think you could do it?
I really think I could. I auditioned for a porno once upon a time, and I think that was some sort of dodgy dude job because it was just an amateur man. I had to go over to his house. He took photos. His dog was on the couch.
Oh, my gosh. That adds so much to it.
And it was cold leather. And then he's like, I think he was testing me because he's like, all right, sit down and get hard. And it was cold leather. And he's like, all right, if he can get hard while sitting on cold leather, then he can do anything. And he was putting on this like softcore Nubiles cheerleader stuff in the background. I was like, put on Farmer Wants a Wife or The Bachelorette or something. I'm a sick puppy. Like, I need to like.
I'd rather watch the hot chick at the Weather Channel and think my own shit than watch something totally lame.
Totally right. Yeah.
I'd rather look at a regular person every day and go, she's going right now to find herself a glory hole somewhere. I know she is.
Yeah.
Will we see you at Sexpo at all this weekend?
Been just before, and I'll be going again this weekend.
A
couple of Tinder dates maybe this weekend. It'll be good fun. And you're at Sexpo. You're doing your chats as well. People can meet you, get photos, etc.
No, I don't do only things at a public show. I don't do anything private. No chats, no nothing.
But like people can say hello to you.
At the show, but I don't want to misconfuse because I know a lot of the girls here, you can meet up here.
Oh,
it's
right.
It's different laws. Than in the U.S.
No,
it's
no,
not
you
legal.
Can chat to Lisa Ann at Sexpo.
Right, but it's not legal to do escorting in the U.S. where it is legal here.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I've gotten into this whole situation where people are like, so can we, you know, talk in private? And I realize they're asking me to book a private, right?
Oh,
and
I'm like, I see.
And like, I'll be on my cam once a week. And they're like, oh, are you doing privates? And there's also, you can do private cam sessions. So I never know what to say. I'm like, let me clearly explain this.
Okay.
So I don't misunderstand you.
You can have a civilized public discussion with Lisa Ann whilst getting your photo. There'll be plenty of other people around in a convention center and no more than 30 seconds at a time. She's got money to make. Thanks, Lisa Ann. You can catch her at Sexpo this weekend. It's happening all weekend in Sydney, and of course all your socials as well. What are they?
At The Real Lisa Ann everywhere.
It's The Real Lisa Ann. I can see her. She's right here in front of me. Stop calling, everyone. These are not private chat sessions for you.
Thanks for having me.
Around the country, all through the night, it's Danny Lakey, 131060, that's the number. Now, no other show is going to tell you this, right? I'm going to let you in on a little radio secret right now across the whole country. If you've called this radio station before and you've got on the air, your number will come up, but then your name will come up as well, because that's what a producer's job is. One of the things, someone rings up the station, wants to get involved in the show, producer asks for the name, that name is then saved next to your number and it's in the system until further notice, really. We've got about 40,000 of these people floating around in the database. So when I do a caller topic, sometimes people who've never rang the show before, it will just come up with a phone number. Sometimes it'll come up with private number. Sometimes it'll come up with the actual name, and I can see the people who are calling straight away. Now, of course, usually the names are exactly what people's names are. Julie, Simon, Andrew. I mean, I could go on for a long time just listing names. I won't do that. every now and then, something pops up on the screen, and it can only be described as some sort of description and warning to not answer this person. And some cheesed-off producer, whoever it may have been, maybe it was last month on a different show, maybe it was 20 years ago, I don't know. But every now and then, these weird, funny nicknames for people come up, and there's a big warning sign next to it saying, do not answer. Before, some that I remember, Crazy Rambler, do not answer, with a big warning sign before. We had Weird Gurgler. I mean, curiosity killed the cat on that one. We had to hear the gurgle. Producer Felix, do you remember any? Because you're out there, you're in the trenches.
There was Doesn't Speak.
Doesn't Speak. Yeah, that's right. And we got them on. And they didn't speak. They didn't. They're keeping up that reputation. Yeah, there's the, what, no-no?
No.
I mean, sometimes you just get the curiosity gets the better of you. And I'm like, no, answer that one. Answer it. See why they're no. And Juice feels like, what good could come of that? No, we've got to move on. Like, no, that's the best part. Let's get the no-no man on. Last night, I think, was the best one of all. And anyone who called the show last night who's listening now, this may be you, came up as painful misogynist, do not answer. With like a semicolon and a zero looking like it was like a vomit emoji trying to get into the phone system. Who is this painful misogynist? Look, on 131060, right now, if you suspect maybe you've done some sort, you've been up to no good on this radio station before and you may have pissed off a couple of people, give us a call and I will wholeheartedly tell you whether your name is just saved in the system as normal or some pissed off producer once upon a time has described you as something.
It doesn't even need to be this show because all the shows on this station are linked.
Exactly. Yeah. Any show. If you've ever called up 131060 and ever, you are either saved in the system as a name, and then if you've done something bad or naughty, your name will get tarred with some sort of stupid nickname. Give us a call. I'll tell you. I won't lie. And maybe even you've got a chance to maybe get the normal name back onto the screen. Have you got some sort of cheeky business going around? Now, Jared in Shepparton on 131060, you've called up. You want to know the truth?
Yeah, mate. Of course I do. Yeah, tell me the truth.
Just Jared.
No.
Just Jared. Jared from Shepparton. That's all I'm saying here. No, absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Misbehave yourself a bit more, you square.
Okay, I might become a bit more of a pest then. How about that one?
Yeah. Your challenge for the next week, become more of a pest and get a new nickname in the system. Look, 131060, that's the other thing. What's so risky about this segment is that usually I've got my suspicions, Producer Felix, that the people that have these crazy nicknames probably don't even realise that they've done a bad job on the phone. I think they hang up and think, yeah, pretty good. pretty civilised chat I just had then. Painful misogynist. Who's that? Who is it? If you've got a warning, some people have warnings next to their name, give us a call. I'll tell you the truth. 131060. If you suspect maybe you may have had a dodgy dealing before on the radio station, call 131060 and tarred. Your chance to clear your name, and we can get to the bottom as to why you've got this weird radio call box nickname. On the air next, 131060. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Around the country, 131060. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people call this number every single day. And we're up to 18,915 calls for this show since we've started. It's a lot of calls, and every now and then, some people get through the cracks. And a little radio secret that no other radio show will tell you is that the producers save everyone's name in the system, and 99% of the time, it'll just be a normal person with a normal story. Andrew will be called Andrew. He will chat, nothing further of it. He will hang up. Simon will be called Simon. He will chat, nothing further of it. Sometimes people make a real goose of themselves, or just, like, ring up for a prank, or like there's been some sort of argument on the air, and then the producer has to go through and put a little asterisk and a little warning next to their name, so the next time that they pop up on the screen, people are aware that this may go pear-shaped, and sometimes often don't get answered. If you're not getting answered, you may have some sort of black mark next to your name. Old battle scars. Could have been from last night. Could have been from years ago. You just don't know. It's a system with a great memory. A painful misogynist rang up last night. Whoever put... That wasn't you, was it? You wouldn't label someone painful misogynist.
No, I did not label that.
No, you'd write something like absolute dick or something, like nonsense idiot, no need to answer, but painful misogynist. It must have been an afternoon show, I reckon, something along those lines. Painful misogynist, do not answer. I'd love to know. I'd love to track down painful misogynist and see what brought him on with that painful misogynist title. Because some people, I mean, in the court system, people have the chance to clear their name once a spent conviction after 20 years or whatever. Sometimes if people have made a horrible mistake 10 years ago, they might still not be getting answered today. 131060 giving people the opportunity to ring up right now, and I'll tell you exactly what comes up on the screen. Is it just your normal name, or has some producer on any show ever written something bad about you? We did have someone by the name of who just wanted to talk on the radio station, but they hung up. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to wait for the 3:30 of song. That's why we do that, because people who aren't committed to the cause will just get bored and hang up. So you eliminate a lot of the prank calls. They just can't be bothered sitting through 3.5 minutes on hold. First one, we go to Kenny or Jess, not really sure, from Caboolture. Who's this?
Kenny.
Yeah, dude. Now, what's this all about? Why would you be saved as Kenny or Jess? Not really sure.
Either one or both who share the same number.
You got the same number. No, no, no. You're sharing a phone is what's going on there. Correct?
Yep.
Okay. So sometimes Jess decides that she wants to get involved in the caller topic, and sometimes Kenny wants to get involved. Home?
Yeah.
How long have you guys been sharing the phone for?
Looks like something naughty happened, and Lakey had to dump. Hold on to your boots while we work some radio magic. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey back in 10 seconds.
Right, I tell you what, Kenny or Jess from Caboolture, your name's about to get a whole lot more tarnished on this bloody phone box system. Now, how long have you been sharing the phone with Jess for? Oh, effing hell, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so. Yeah, it's not going to fly. Can we please put, I'm going to put Kenny on hold. I tell you what, Kenny, you know what? You still there? Or Jess?
Yeah,
you've
sure
just
is.
You've just got a black mark for both of you. And tell Jess that. She's going to try and ring up one day for like a free trip to Las Vegas, and she's not going to get through because of your swear word and the big mark next to your name now. Blood is on your hands. The next one, it's someone who lives in Glenroy, Victoria, and then it's just got their phone number. So it seems here that you may not have rang up before, or you haven't left a good enough impression for your name to be saved. Are you there, Glenroy? Oi.
You're not chatting to him.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You hit the wrong button.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. This is... No, who's this? All right, here's... Glenroy. You're there now.
Yes.
All right, sorry. My bad. All right. Now, why aren't you making a big enough impression to get your name on the board, Glenroy?
Oh. I don't know. I was actually trying to win some tickets to a concert the other day, and I was within 2 or 3 seconds of the time to call, and then I was told... I was told that they had another person on hold, so I thought there may be a grudge there, but there was...
No grudge. Maybe because your name isn't coming up in the system, they might have been under the pump. Or it's quite possible that you'll probably call a 2 and not call a 1 as well. A lot of people are calling in. But what we can do, we'll get your name off the air. Producer Phillips can put your name in the system, and then maybe that may increase your chances. I don't know. I don't know how the prizes work in the other shows. Your name is Frank. Producer Felix has already updated it. Congratulations, Frank. All right, good luck on your quest to win a prize. We also put next to Frank's name, Prize Pig, Producer Felix. Now no one will ever answer your calls, Frank. Ah, Prize Pig. Ah! No, take Prize Pig away. Take Prize Pig away. Literally, Prize Pig won't get answered. James on 131060. From Laureton, you've got in brackets next to you 400 calls a day. Did you try and call a lot one time?
Yeah, what's up, big dog? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's me. I take full responsibility for my actions and my nickname on the radio. Were all these calls getting answered or they were going unanswered?
Well, most of them going unanswered because one time I rang 400 times a night because I didn't realise you were actually, it was a pre-recorded message.
You're calling up on one of the best bitch shows. Just putting in a 4-hour shift, trying to get old. No one's here. Oh, dearie me. And that, yeah, put a warning next to that guy as well, Producer Felix, because no one in the history has ever rang up 400 times unanswered. People, usually, crazy people quit after 40, James. You've gone 400. Can we put 2 warning signs next to James, please? The system's starting to smoke out. Kyle in Brisbane, this would seem like you've got a pretty clean pair of hands at this point in time. Nothing to jeopardise your radio reputation.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we make a small edit there as well, please? Oh, no, good stuff. I'm disappointed in a way. I thought we'd have misogynistic...
Yeah, where's painful misogynist when you need him?
Yeah, come on, painful misogynist. Come out of the shadows wherever you are. Stop sniffing for truffles as well. Kenny, you little prize pig.